Pickleball is all the rage these days, with courts in high demand. It's an accessible game that is fun and fairly simple to play, making it a favorite for seniors, but younger players are getting in on the action now too. It can be tough to find a court, particularly on a sunny weekend afternoon, but we're here to help you out with this map of all the public courts on the North Shore. Not all courts are built the same, though. There are some dedicated pickleball courts with purpose-built lines and nets. Those are the gold standard, while other courts require players to bring their own net. There are also a few tennis courts that are marked with pickleball lines, making them available for both sports. Rec centers and private clubs also offer courts, but there are typically more hoops to jump through to get onto those courts compared to ready-to-play outdoor spaces. Check out this interactive map showing all of the North Shore court options. You can zoom in and click on the paddle icons for a description of each facility. You can also read on, below the map, to see more details about each court. Dedicated permanent outdoor pickleball courts. Murdo Fraser Park. There are 5 dedicated courts in this district of North Vancouver Park, as well as one bring your own net court. The North Shore Pickleball Club has the courts booked for member play for parts of the day, otherwise it is open for the public. Court hours are 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and the courts get locked at night to give the neighbors a break from the pop of noisy pickleball shots. Mayen Park. There are 4 permanent, dedicated outdoor courts in this city of North Vancouver Park, all open for public play. When the courts are busy, a 30-minute maximum is recommended, with a paddle stuck in the fence used to determine who is next in line for the courts. Little Cates Park. These 4 District of North Vancouver courts are the newest addition to the permanent pickleball roster. Opened in the summer of 2022, they are now available for public play. Normanby Park. These 4 District of West Vancouver courts are temporary replacements for the 29th Street courts that were permanently closed in April of 2022. The Normanby Park courts, which have taken over a tennis court space, are open for public use on a first-come, first-served basis, with a whiteboard installed for players waiting to get on. Myrtle Park. 2 dedicated pickleball courts opened in the district of North Vancouver's Myrtle Park this summer in a space that had for many years been used as a makeshift pickleball court. It's the place to play for Deep Cove pickleball aficionados. Pickleball-lined tennis courts with nets. Benbow Park. This West Vancouver park has 1 tennis court lined for pickleball. Chairlift Park. This West Vancouver park has 1 court lined for pickleball. Cypress Park School. This West Vancouver park has 1 court lined for pickleball. Glenmore Park. This West Vancouver park has 1 court lined for pickleball. White Cliff Park. This West Vancouver park has 1 court lined for pickleball. Bring your own net pickleball courts. Tempe Heights. There are 4 lined courts without permanent nets at this City of North Vancouver location. Ray Perot. This City of North Vancouver Park has 1 pickleball court without a permanent net. Murdo Fraser Park. Along with 5 dedicated, permanent courts with nets, Murdo Fraser in the District of North Vancouver also has 1 without a permanent net. Recreation Centers. North Van Rec. Pickleball courts are available for booking through the North Vancouver Recreation and Culture at Park Gate, Lions Gate and Delbrook Rec Centers. West Van Rec. West Vancouver has pickleball programming available at the West Vancouver Community Center. Private Facilities. North Shore Winter Club. This North Vancouver private club has 2 permanent indoor courts, 2 convertible indoor courts, and 2 convertible outdoor courts on the roof. The courts are for club members. Hollyburn Country Club. This West Vancouver private club has 4 dedicated outdoor courts and 6 shared indoor spaces. The courts are for club members. Aprilist at nsnews.com. At twitter.com/sports_Andy.